All right, we're back at the Old Life on Tap compound again. You're joined by Dad on Tap. We're doing a couple of beers here from Two Brothers, maybe a couple others after that too, over the course of the weekend. We'll lead off with Abel's Weiss beer. It says, with nice malty sweetness and a soft aroma of clove, vanilla, and banana, this German-style Hefeweizen is unfiltered for a glowing orange haze. So it's a 15 IBUs at 4.9%. So
nice summer beer.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it definitely does have that orange tinge to it. For the record, we are not putting fruit in the beer. I'm going to try and agitate the head a little bit here.
So where did the beer originate? Do you know?
Someone told me a story once. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah.
In Belgium? Or?
I think it was in Belgium. I think it was like some like bartender, basically, mm-hmm. or some like, you know, some purveyor basically started putting the stuff in, and then mm-hmm. it just kind of caught on.
Nice house. Lots of spice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally getting that banana note. Yeah, the clove too. Yeah, I didn't get all that. A lot going on that nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like potpourri.
Not quite that bad.
Yeah, no.
That's very nice. That's very balanced and
yeah.
very creamy.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely love the mouthfeel on this.
Color's sort of nice golden, not crystal clear, but not completely
yeah.
cloudy.
Well,
and
it's unfiltered, so that's, yeah. that's...
And the head disappeared within about 30 seconds.
So we got the upward bubble mobility from the bottom, looks like. A little bit.
What does that imply?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's still fresh. Yeah, but really, really smooth. Really, I mean, perfect cool beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can definitely just chill out and drink this. I think really accessible too.
Yeah.
You know, for people that might not, you know, the people might be used to drinking, you know, other more watery type beverages. This mm-hmm. is definitely a good entrance into the field. And it's like, and it's German inspired, so it's not too over. It doesn't have all the other, like, you know, Belgian, you know, wit kind of, you know, plays on it either. So it's kind of a little bit more. The banana, even on the nose, is more prevalent, but on the taste, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's all about that balance, like you said. All right, cheers. All right, we're back again for another one from Two Brothers. This time, we're going to do the Dog Days, their Dortmunder style. Lager. It's brewed in the style of Dortmund, Germany. The golden lager has a delicate caramel malt character balanced by a light body and mild German noble hops, creating a crisp, refreshing finish. This is 27 IBUs and 5.1%, so we're edging up on both fronts.
Good.
So I'm just reading actually a Twitter comment about these new types of openers that don't actually bend the caps.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll have to. I'll bring it up afterwards, though, because I'm kind of curious how they work.
Because some of these, they actually grab the glass. I've had to break a lip off the glass and have to throw away a good beer.
Yeah.
Because they got glass fragments in it.
Yeah. So yeah, this one obviously a lot.
Oh wow.
A lot clearer.
And yeah, the color is very light.
Yeah. Yeah, the head obviously looks different on this one too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different looking. You got bigger bubbles. Yeah, nice kind of almost a biscuity malt kind of thing going on. And it's pretty clean.
It's very dry, but it's also got a funny taste up in the middle of the palate. It's almost a smoky thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean. And someone told me once about, like, you know, what, you know, when you use a certain type of malt, basically, uh-huh. it can kind of impart that kind of flavor characteristic, especially like, depending where the malt is from.
Uh-huh.
And this is Best Buy on date on this one too, 9/28. This one is too, 8/22. So it's a good thing we're still within our Best Buy codes here. But yeah, another crisp, clean beer. You know, I could definitely see people, you know, putting this down at, you know, baseball games and
mm-hmm.
soccer games and the like. I can definitely see that happening. Pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. All right, we're back again. We're going to resume where we left off on a couple of our Two Brothers beers. We're next doing the Domaine du Page, their French country style country ale, Saison style ale. Food friendly ale is deep amber in color with a toasty sweet caramel start. Finishes with just enough hops to clean off the palate. Bon appetit. This is 24 IBUs, 5.9% alcohol by volume.
Sounds like an all afternoon beer.
Exactly. Especially, definitely, summertime, capable, but you could totally usable in the fall too.
Mm-hmm. So what makes a beer a farmhouse ale?
I think it has to do with this. The problem is it's such a wide category as far as what the definition is, but I think it has something to do with it's brewed specifically for a Saison season. I mean, it's brewed for a season, so to speak.
Okay.
So they brew it ahead of time so that it can be drank during the course of the season. But I think because the problem is I've seen Saisons that are black Saisons. I've seen some that are, very much lighter in color. Some that are full, have pepper. Some that have other types of cardamom. Some there's other types of spices in it. It's such a broad style, mm-hmm. So there's so much you can do with it. But from my understanding, it's just a traditional kind of brewed and spiced ale, usually from Belgium or from France. Hmm. In France, they call it beer de garde, basically. So okay. That's my understanding.
The other day I was at the Easton Farmers Market, and they have a Wednesday session now, too, which is sponsored by Weyerbacher.
Oh, nice.
They always have a table there, and you get taste, and they had a new farmhouse ale there.
Oh, nice.
It was nice.
All right. Well, anyway. Yeah, well, this is definitely amber.
Almost reddish amber.
Yeah. Got a thin head on it, but nice lacing on the glass.
Let's see.
Yeah, I do get a lot of that caramel
that
they were talking about.
It's nice. It's light on the palate.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely more malt forward. I mean,
but it doesn't taste thick.
Yeah. Yes. I could definitely see this being food friendly. You could do a lot. I mean, you can serve this with almost anything.
Yeah.
Like anything that's not too heavy, obviously. But definitely. I could have this. With summer barbecue fare.
Uh-huh.
Some chicken, some types of fish, probably. Yeah, you probably use this for braising too, because it's got a high malt content in it. Probably impart nice sweet flavor to something like mahi mahi or something like that. Maybe.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, but I think just like the other beers we've had from them, basically, there's a lot of there's a sense of balance, there's a sense of structure to it. So I think this one's no different to that end. I've had this one before. I had it on tap at Tap Room. Possibly,
okay. Mm-hmm.
I think maybe some maybe right on hub. I'm not sure, but even out of the bottle, it still has the same kind of consistency out of it, which is cool. Cheers.
Cheers. See that foxy mama over there, the one with the Neapolitan hair. I am above as they all stop and stare. What they have to say, she really doesn't care. She lets them know, yeah, she makes it clear. Drunk talking bullshit isn't why she's here. Chewing bubble gum, drinking beer.